Sports Card and Memorabilia event, the PBKC Sports Card Show, live from the second floor of the legendary Palm Beach Kennel Club.
Like we always do at this time, we're back on the second floor. It's Theo Dorsey, a Big Teddy Takeover, and as always, I'm joined by Jay Mart as we get this show on the road. You know, sometimes you get near it, you think you might not hit the airways because the setup was a little bit late. Maybe you had a late start to the morning. I brushed my teeth this morning. I did a good job there. Got a smoothie here, feeling good.
Yep.
And Jay Mart, I'm mostly happy because we did hit the airways, man. Sometimes miracles happen before Christmas. Is this like a Thanksgiving miracle?
I think it is. We're here, though. We got it done. That's all that matters.
We made it happen thanks to Cyrus Whittick in the studio at the Anna John Levine Studios. And we're here again, of course, like we always do on the last Sunday of every month for the PBKC Sports Card Show. We're buying, selling, trading. We've got cards moving. We have a bunch of vendors out with tables right now. So, again, we're here until 3 o'clock. Buy, sell, trade, sports cards, memorabilia, some actionable items you can come up here and get. And, J-Mart, you have a table set up today as well, right?
I'm sharing a table. Yes, I do have some of my stuff out. My stuff is mainly UFC stuff.
Yeah.
But I do have some other things as well.
All right.
Come check it out.
So, you know, especially the fight enthusiasts, maybe you have a Dean Thomas card up there that people can get their hands on.
You know what? I searched high and low for a Dean Thomas card, and it turns out there is one, and I did find it, and
really?
it is on my desk. Yes,
oh,
sir.
Okay. There we go. I like it, man.
I would not sell that, though.
You can't tell him that, no.
No, I would not sell that.
Oh, you wouldn't sell that. He knows you have it, though, right? Did he autograph it for you? Or
no, he didn't sign it yet.
Okay. Nah. Okay. We'll hook that up. We're going to get that going soon. Free admission here, door prizes, great food, full bars, free parking, and you can see your favorite games. It is NFL Sunday. It's week 12 of the NFL, J-Mart. And right now we're kind of just in the heat of so many different sporting events kind of taking over the world. We've got the World Cup, which the Fighting Americans, Team USA, right there in it to win it. If they win their next match, they're likely in, or actually they are in the round of 16, which is a big deal after last World Cup, they didn't even qualify.
Yep.
We have a turning point for a lot of NFL teams right now, week 12, as you near the playoffs. This is really a week where you'll know for sure who are the serious contenders, who are the teams that are actually in the hunt for their own divisions, in the hunt to make the playoffs, and then who are those teams that at this point – maybe they're going to be looking behind their backs of their starting quarterbacks to see what they got behind them. Maybe they're going to be, you know, purposely tanking to get a guy like Bryce Young, to get a guy what's his name? The Ohio State quarterback. I always do this with him.
CJ,
Of course. We're going to blow past that one. But this is the time of the year where you're getting all the sports at once. It's right fresh off of Thanksgiving. Leftovers still good right now, J-Mart?
Yeah, man, absolutely.
Leftovers still good. What's your time limit on when you cut off from eating the leftovers? Do you finish? Do you run through all of them? Or is there a point of contention where you feel like, okay, I got to throw it out. It's a week. There might be some bacteria growing. And, you know, the news stories start coming in. It scares you a bit. Like, what's your cutoff point for these leftovers?
I mean, I can't even make it to a week, bro. I have like 3 days. So I'm kind of weird. Typically, I can't do leftovers at all. But
CJ Stroud, thanks Cyrus, by the way. Yeah,
yeah, keep going. Of course. Thanksgiving is the main exception to that, and I'll say about 3 days. But only 3 days because I feel like that's all I eat for 3 days.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I'm good if I don't eat turkey again for a year.
So this is it then. Today's the day. Thanksgiving was Thursday. Today's Sunday. You're done.
I'm basically done after today, I think.
You're a strong man. You're a strong man, J-Mart. Because me, I probably give it a good 5 to 6. I push it almost a week usually. Now, this year, I'm here, obviously, which means I don't have Thanksgiving food, you know, packed in my refrigerator. I went to Detroit with the in-laws to celebrate Thanksgiving. So I got zero
you went
leftovers.
To Detroit for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I know. Terrible decision. Terrible decision.
Okay.
As in the cold, not to go kick it with the family.
Right.
But,
right,
you know,
right.
You don't leave South Florida in November for the Midwest. You just don't do that. That's a bad trade-off.
It is. They should have come down here.
I know. You know what? Next year we'll hook that up. Next year we'll hook that up when they're officially the in-laws. Right now it's just my fiance, so I can't make those kind of big calls.
Yeah, you know, you can't ask anything right now.
Yeah, I'm still
– not yet.
I'm still on the waiting list. I'm still on the exactly. waiting list. Also on the wait list right now are all of the college football teams in America, or at least those who feel like they have a chance to make the college football playoffs right now. We're coming fresh off of a steaming hot Saturday in college football, where we had some results that we had some big shockers, including the game, Michigan and Ohio State, where, I mean, Harbaugh proved it. I mean, we thought so many things of him. We thought he would just flee after a good year with Michigan, but now back-to-back solid years, likely in a college football playoff. Michigan Wolverines, that was huge. There's so many different programs right now that are waiting on Tuesday night when ESPN releases the college football playoff rankings, ahead of conference championship Saturday. And I think that draws me to this point. As we sit here, and there's many people on the second floor of the PBKC trying to decide which cards they want to invest in, which players' futures do they want to buy now. Buy now, and then as they continue to perform better, their stock rises. You can sell that card for more money. I mean, we're talking capitalism. We're talking about making bread here on the second floor of the PBKC, J. Mart. I want to translate that to college football. Has that become a big part of the market right now, especially post-NIL? Are college football players having cards, or is it more so wait till their rookie year when they get into the big leagues where their cards start becoming valuable?
No, it's a good question. And even before NIL, it is more now that NIL is around. But there were college cards before. But what it is it's like guys, what has always been is sort of guys that are in the pros, but it's their college uniforms.
Okay.
So it's kind of throwback cards. But then you also have the rookies that, you know, they haven't had cards yet where they're in a pro uniform.
Right, so like post NFL draft, maybe you're getting like a CJ Stroud or a Bryce Young college card ahead of their rookie card that's going to come out.
Exactly. But they're making more and more college specific products.
Yeah.
And so there's certainly a market, but it's not nearly as an autograph of a guy in his college uniform, unless somebody is a massive fan of that specific college, is going to be worth significantly less than that same person's autograph in a pro uniform.
Okay, so it's still that market hasn't caught up yet, still, even with the proliferation of NIL deals and all of that, but it might one day.
But the market exists.
Yeah.
It's not as big, but it's there.
Okay, I got that. Well, this is what we'll do today then, since buying and selling actual college and current college players isn't necessarily the trend right now in the trading card world. We're going to buy stock in college football programs today. We're going to take a pin right now. Wherever we are in college football world, wherever this program is currently today, if that means because they're on the brink of making the college football playoff, maybe you think it's a team that's on a downward spiral and this is as low as they'll be in some time, so you want to buy stock now so you can sell high when they are back on the top of college football. We're buying and selling college football program stocks, and I do want to start it off because there is a certain fan base that I'm a part of right now that is
really?
Yeah, I'm doing that. J-Mart.
Which fan base are you a part of today?
I've been a part of this fan base since I was a young lad. I'm talking since I was about 7-8 years old, so I'm through and through. You guys try to criticize me because of my NFL allegiances. You guys wanted me to be bound by the shackles of the Carolina Panthers, excuse me, but I've already eradicated that, J. Mart.
To be fair, I'm not arguing that you need to be bound by any shackles.
Yeah, okay.
That's a messed up thing to accuse me of, sir.
I don't care
if you root for the Panthers or not, but you go into the Panthers and saying on the air you were going to be Dolphins fan, and then
but I didn't make a decision yet. I didn't make my decision yet.
But on the air, you said you made your decision.
On the air,
you
I had
made
that
my, whole
but I didn't. I didn't make it official. I didn't sign it off yet.
Oh.
I made an announcement, but I didn't put pen to paper, man. I told y'all, it's just like college football when these guys, you know, they express that they're committed to a university.
Right.
But until National Signing Day, you know, that's all talk. Talk is cheap.
I mean, National Signing Day doesn't mean much.
You're right, because you can transfer.
That's right.
Like I did from the Panthers. Speaking of,
who's your college team?
The Miami Hurricanes, J. Mart.
Really?
The Miami Hurricanes, the 5-7, not going to a bowl game, with under the first year of Mario Cristobal, just got mollywopped by Pitt in a night game. those Miami Hurricanes are my favorite college football team. But I'm here today to say this much, and I know I wanted to hear some of the Mario Cristobal sound post the Pitt loss here that officially took Miami out of the conversation of going into a bowl game this year. I wanted to hear some of that, but really we don't even have to hear from Mario Cristobal to know what the state of the Canes is right now, which is bad. It's their worst season in 45 years. They're at the ultimate low point. And this is what you taught me, Jamar, because when I first started doing this show with you about 7-8 months ago, I was like, when I jump in here, I'm like, oh, well, shoot, if you're going to buy a trading car right now, if you're going to buy some stock, you're going to want to go Brady, get me some LeBron, I want some D-Wade. Remember, that was the first guy I asked you about is, how can I get my hands on some D-Wade cards? And you told me, I was a rookie at that time. You sat me down, you said, hey, Theo, Big Teddy, slow down, all right?
Right, right.
Yep. You said that.
Uh-huh.
This is verbatim.
Mm-hmm.
You said, Big Teddy, slow down. You're going to want to take a seat back, and you're going to want to find a guy that the stock isn't so high yet. You can't get your hands on a D-Wade card
right
in 2022 and think that you're going to get a fair value for it that you're going to be able to sell high on later. His career is over with.
Yep. It's true.
If you want to get a card, if you want to buy some stock, and this is this isn't financial advice, but, I mean, lean in, please. If you want to get somebody and be able to sell high on it later, you're going to want to do it when they're at the all-time low. And the Miami Hurricanes right now at an all-time low. They're not going to make the college football playoff anytime soon. They have a high recruiting class coming in, and they got at least a head coach that people believe in. I'm leaning all in on the Miami Hurricanes stock while everybody else is selling. J-Mart, is there a college football program right now? I mean, you got Michigan, who, again, is coming off of back-to-back years of just – mollywhopping Ohio State in the game. You've got a team like South Carolina. Back-to-back weekends, they've beat top 10 teams. Shane Beamer looks like he has South Carolina on an upward trajectory. Who would you buy stock in today in college football and feel good about it tomorrow?
Today, I would defy all of my rules when it comes to cards.
Uh-oh.
And it's because of my, like I told you, so, you know, I am a fan of the University of Tennessee. That's not who I'm picking here.
Okay, yeah. Who had a good year. It kind of tailed off a little bit at the back end, but it had a good year.
Yeah, it tailed off at the back end mainly because of the University of Georgia. They tailed it off for us at the back end of our season. So... And then South Carolina, but you know, Hendon Hooker got hurt, and you know,
that was a weird one.
Yeah, that was kind of a weird game, but it was the University of Georgia game.
They derailed everything.
Exactly. And I know they're number one. I know they're number one right now, but I feel like people are going to give more love to like a Michigan team. I feel like if they were head to head, a lot of people would pick Alabama over Georgia right now for some reason.
Yeah, the
even
brand.
Though Georgia will pound them again.
Yeah.
So I feel like even though they're number one, they may not get the love quite yet that they deserve, even though they're number one and obviously what they did last year. So I'm going to the top, man. Give me Georgia.
So you're buying stock, you're buying the most expensive stock. You're buying like Apple at its peak right now.
Well, I actually think there is more expensive stock.
So what would be more expensive than the reigning champion number one team in the nation right now?
That's what I'm telling you, though, that I think that people don't view Georgia as good as they are. Mm. Like, I think that people will pick, like, a Michigan over Georgia.
Yeah.
And I think that's crazy.
I feel
for
you
those
on that.
Exact reasons.
Yeah, look, if you can get this, and this is where it becomes interesting, because when you're talking about this situation specifically, if you can get a team like Georgia at a cheaper cost than some of these other top four teams like a Michigan, I mean, nobody's buying in Ohio State right now after what we saw there, but you know, nobody's probably buying over TCU either. But maybe if Michigan is priced a little higher than Georgia, then yeah, I would say go all in, put the house on Georgia. That is maybe one of the most slept-on storylines in college football this year. Is just, I feel like if you replace that G with that Crimson A, and they have the same resume as in the reigning champions, and they've done what they did this year in dominant fashion to open the season against Oregon, and then all the way through, yeah, they had a couple hiccups here and there, but didn't lose. We would be considering this like a, you know, odds-on favorite to win the championship, and it wouldn't even be close.
Absolutely.
People still doubt that G, man. And it comes from decades of proof, though. But people doubt that G, and it's not that ace. So I kind of like where you're going.
And not even just Alabama. If it was Ohio State,
yeah,
I think it would be the same thing. If it was Michigan, same thing, man. So yeah, I agree. I think they're a little. Well, I agree. I'm known as that.
Yeah. J-Mart agrees with himself.
Yes,
J-Mart agrees with himself. I see a Peyton Manning jersey out there as well, man. That's a shout to your Vols. They're a Broncos Manning jersey though. So his worst point of his career. But you know what? Super Bowl winner.
That's right.
Super Bowl winner.
That is right.
We are buying stock in college football programs right now. I can't wait to see what the Tuesday rankings look like ahead of Championship Saturday in college football. But we did have some big results. We had Michigan over Ohio State. Mm-hmm. We had a South Carolina team again shocking the world. We had Texas A&M. The Texas A&M Fighting Aggies. Jimbo Fisher was, I mean, talk about a coach that is well on his way out of town. He fell out of favor in College Station just a year removed from having the greatest college football recruiting class of all time. And people in College Station, Texas, were done wiping their hands with Jimbo Fisher. And out of nowhere, they upset LSU. And they knock LSU off. And their chances to compete to be able to get in the college football playoff. Now you have an SEC championship game. Your Georgia Bulldogs, not yours, but the team that you're buying stock in, versus the LSU Tigers, who have three losses. And it's like, what does happen if Georgia loses that game? Like, LSU wins the SEC and doesn't get in the college football playoff?
That'll definitely be what happens. That's absolutely.
That's a literal, real possibility.
And Georgia will be there.
And Georgia will still be there. And
I would assume.
And that's they have to. They have to. They have to. And that's all thanks to Jimbo Fisher and what he did in Texas A&M. Maybe there's people out there buying stock in A&M. Mm. I like the Shane Beamer stop in South Carolina. I don't know if many people are buying stock in FAU right now. Last night they dropped
Willie
one
Taggart.
They fired Willie Taggart after dropping one to Western Kentucky. Also not bowl eligible. 3 years of Willie Taggart, 15-18 through that 3 years.
Yeah, I don't know if that makes me want to buy stock, though. I don't know that Willie Taggart was the issue.
Well, that's the thing. So, again, I don't think their stock price changes much after that.
I agree.
Before or after for a team like FAU, which, again, I was shocked. I was at that game at FAU Stadium, and to see that they put out the release 6:30 p.m., FAU probably didn't walk off that field until 3:30 or 4. So Willie Taggart's actually giving postgame talk about how he wishes he had those 15 more practices and how he's kind of looking forward to the next season and whatnot. And then just hours later, he's out. But, I mean, again, that's the world of college football. That's the world of college football, and that's why we're talking buying and selling stock.
Yeah, and it's not his first conversation like that either.
It's not.
That's not his first rodeo.
It's not. He's a grown man. He done been through this before.
Yes, he has.
He done been through this before, buying and selling stock.
And he will again, I'm sure.
Yeah, of course. He'll get another job in college football. And if you want to get your hands on some actual trading cards or some actual memorabilia that will appreciate, because, of course, as much stock as J-Mart buys proverbially here on the airwaves and as much as I buy in my Miami Hurricanes, we're not going to be able to sell it later. This is just talk. You can actually do it for real here on the second floor. Free parking, free admission, the PBKC Sports Card Show. And if you can't make it today, the next show will be December 18th. We usually do it the last Sunday of every month. This time around, it's December 18th. The next show we'll have, and we'll be here 10 to 11. But, of course, 9 to 3, you can come up here, buy, sell, trade any of cards and memorabilia. You can get some fight cards if you come to J-Mart's table.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, J-Mart, I got to tell you about this I don't want to call it stolen valor, but I definitely could have been a little more clear with my colleagues at WPTV. And it has to do with the World Cup. It has to do with the World Cup. And they think I'm Nostradamus or something. And I do want to come clean over the airwaves here. So we'll talk about that. And then a little later, we do have to dig into week 12 of the NFL. And I want to specifically talk about the quarterback position and who we're giving up on too soon, because – Zach Wilson, second year, looks like his time, his watch has already expired there in New York. We'll talk about that and more here on ESPN 106.3. We're live on the second floor of the PBKC. It's the Sports Card Trading Memorabilia Show. He's J-Mart. I'm Theo Dorsey. We'll be right back. And we're back on the second floor here of the PBKC, and I got to start off, as I told you, J-Mart, and we're also joined by Noah Carbone, who's jumped in here as we get the second segment here rolling on the second floor of the PBKC. Again, it's not too late to pull up here, buy, sell, trade cards. This is South Florida's premier sports card and memorabilia show. J-Mart, I got to come clean. And Noah, please,
all right,
please indulge. And I need you guys to extend forgiveness to me for what I did. So a week or so before, and it was the day before the World Cup started, about a week or so before the Team USA match versus Team England, or England, nobody says Team England, versus England, I was talking to some lads from across the pond. And they were giving me some insight. And these, a couple of them were like former pros. You know, we have the Liverpool Football Academy, Palm Beach Soccer Academy teamed up with, and they doing some great things here in Palm Beach County to make sure that soccer is a sport that Americans are continuing to grow in. And right here in Palm Beach County, we're having that. Some of the guys there were telling me, you know, about how good this Team USA team could be, how they're young, and the edge that they have this year is because of the fact that they've got so many guys that are playing in the Premier League. They're not scared of the stage.
True.
They're not in awe of the English team. And both of them separately told me Team USA and England will end in a draw. They were like, I know for sure to end in a draw. I want, you know, England to win, but I think this is the year Team USA steps up. They've got the guys, all of that. So they kind of gave me all that insight. It was a story I was doing, and, you know, I took all of that in. I didn't, you know, think much about it. I took it all in. I did my story, kept it pushing. Some small talk happened, you know, a little later on the next day at WPTV, and they were talking about World Cup action. J-Mart, you know this. Noah, you might not know this. I'm not soccer guy. Ken Lavica, who you can hear on ESPN 106.3, 12 to 2, Monday through Friday, and I'm on there with him Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. He is soccer guy. He knows the nuts and bolts. He gets into it, and he watches these World Cup games with vigor. Are either of y'all big soccer guys?
I wouldn't say I'm a big soccer guy, but I'm paying attention to the World Cup for sure.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of the guys from cards.
Noah, let me make sure you're up right now, Noah, and – are you let's get a test. Are you a soccer guy, Noah? Do you watch a lot of what's happening here with the World Cup?
World Cup, yes.
Okay, we're going to have to get your mic fixed here as we talk if we can keep going, but I'll continue with the story as we try and figure out the mic situation for Noah, cuz we got to hear his view on it as well. Can you give me a quick test there?
Yeah, we're good now.
Look at that. I'm so on the largest stage.
You are,
yes,
on it, bro.
MLS, not so much, but I got into it about 20 years ago. I had a neighbor who was from France when they made their run with Thierry Henry and all,
and he
forced it on me, and I'm a better man for it now. So I do follow. I will watch the World Cup. I will watch the largest stage. What makes it so exciting, and it's similar to what the NFL does. They only play on Sunday. It's once a week, and we have to wait for the games and the build-up and the build-up. And the World Cup's that same exact thing. So, yeah, I am a fan. I enjoy watching some of the World Cup.
And I appreciate that. And a lot of what happens for me is I don't get to watch as many of the matches live because of what my schedule is like doing TV and radio right now. Like, it's split up a lot, so I catch things as I see them. But when I was in the office at WPTV, a couple of the producers were having a World Cup chat. And, of course, they see the sports guy rolling in, and they're like, why not bring Theo in on this?
Sure.
We need your opinion. And, again, I'm just in here to get my stories done. I'm not knowing this is happening. I'm blindsided by the chat. So I walk over to the water cooler chat, and they're picking my brain. Theo, what do you think is going to happen Friday? You know, Team USA versus Team England, and, you know, we're going. And I just regurgitated to them what I had heard from the pros and that solid info I got. I didn't cite it, though. I didn't tell them, hey, I just talked to some guys that are former pros, some guys that know a little bit about it. I kind of gave it to them at my own
info. How you formulate opinions.
That's knowledge transference.
Okay.
That's your knowledge now because
you
learned it somehow.
Anything
yeah,
wrong,
you,
bro.
You're just, yeah. You, I,
oh,
yeah.
I love this. I need you guys
exactly
around more
what
often.
You're supposed to do. You're the sports guy. You're the guy that happened to speak to two English guys earlier in the day.
There's
that's
no
why
plagiarism
they're talking
there.
To you.
This is your own thought now that you gathered from wherever you got it.
I'm just making sure. I'm just making sure because I didn't, you know, I didn't have my big bibliography page. You know, I didn't get my works cited in there.
Sure.
But now, I gave them my takes there.
Were you saying, This is my no. Take it all parlay. Like, you know, if you're going nuts on the stone and to sell their house on it, then that's different. But
I didn't do that, but I did speak confidently on those opinions that I had just learned moments ago
that's
as if
fine.
They were my own, right?
That's we're okay fine, with
bro.
That.
That's
so,
fine, bro.
And I thought it was cool, too, but it was after the fact that Team USA did draw with England, and people are like, Theo, you the man. You know it. And I'm like.
No, but you know what, bro?
Back
but
at
wait.
You.
But even still. Even still, though, the thing about that
yeah.
is that that is a gutsy prediction no matter what you know. Because
yeah.
the English were a heavy favorite over the Americans.
For sure.
So even if you stole it, whatever, it's still kind of a gutsy opinion. So, like,
even if I.
And
even
you
if
hit it. So, like, you were right.
Okay. I'll take it.
That's it, bro.
And I hope nobody at WPTV heard this. I hope they still think I'm a soccer expert, and hopefully they don't right. come back to me for
well,
any more.
Well, you clearly are a soccer expert now. You clearly are.
I'm 1-0.
You are undefeated.
Matter of fact, I shouldn't even partake in any more World Cup discussions
let's get
forward.
Game on Tuesday. What's your take?
Oh, they're yeah. winning. They're winning that.
What's
one.
The score?
Score, let's go 4-1.
There it is.
4-1 wow, Team
right
USA.
Wow.
We're going to the round of 16 because it doesn't matter. Deal in advance.
AKA the knockout round. So if you want to get the league
yeah.
go down, we'll call it the knockout round.
Advancing to the knockout round.
There you go.
All right. Advancing to the knockout round. I've got Team USA. You heard it here first. You heard it here first. Big Teddy got Team USA round of 16, the knockout round. Some people call it round of 16. I've said it on TV. I hope I haven't been saying that incorrectly. People have been hating on me.
The knockout round is like the next level. It's like
yeah.
In poker, somebody calls there's a royal flush.
Yeah.
They call it a royal straight flush. That's not fully
oh,
correct.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a royal flush because there's only one version. Knockout round.
Also, to be honest with you, I need to get some practice in. I got beat up on by the in-laws over the week in poker.
We can't have that.
I got
you were playing in-laws
I got,
in poker?
Look, here's
oh,
the problem.
How do we get there?
I'm so jealous, dude.
Here's the problem. Look, oh, I guess you're jealous I'm broke. So, I mean.
Right, we wanted some of that.
I'm jealous of your in-laws, by
yeah.
the way.
Oh, that they play poker.
they got to play poker with you. It doesn't know
right.
anything.
Oh,
take
yeah.
all your money.
Yeah, they robbed me clean. And it's one of those things, though. It's like you can't turn down the poker invite when you get invited to the
yeah,
poker
you
table.
Have to play.
After Thanksgiving, so I'm like, all right, we got the Thanksgiving dinner in. Y'all fed me. I've been having a few drinks, and then you challenge me. You come at me with some, you know, and I'm a spades guy.
Sure.
You know, I can play the bidwiz. I can
right.
play the spades. I can play pity pat.
But poker,
all of that.
Poker is the base, man.
Poker's
you got to know
how
to play poker.
That's a problem. I know
that's
how, but I don't know how to play it well.
Exactly.
And
you can know how to play,
yeah.
but do you know how to play?
I got slaughtered. Yeah. So
we'll get you right. We'll get you right.
Who was the player?
The player? Oh, my fiance's dad. That was the guy that won
right.
it all, yeah.
Well, that's okay then.
Yeah.
Sometimes
all right,
it's all
so
right
here's
to
the plan.
Lose.
You bring John to next Thanksgiving dinner to Ringer.
Yeah.
And then you guys chop up whatever he takes.
Are you like that in poker?
No,
he's
no,
that guy.
No,
yeah,
no.
He's the guy.
Okay, no, talk to him.
He would be the best player, in my guess, at that table.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bet. And I need to pick up some tips from you too, man, because I got raked. And I felt like it was unfair. I felt like I wasn't getting good hands, and then the one time I got a good hand, somebody had a better hand. And I was like, yo, Texas Hold'em suck.
Well, and also you're in a weird psychological place at that specific table. So the guy that won,
yeah.
your future father-in-law, has kind of got you in a weird psychological place.
Yeah,
like, I
yeah.
bet he made you fold at times when
oh,
he was winning. And I bet he was playing you psychologically throughout that night.
Yeah, and your best play would be sit here right now and say, I let him win because it's going to be my future
that's
father-in-law.
That's what I got to
yeah.
go.
Exactly.
Well, you know that's what I said
yeah.
on
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Bear.
Yeah.
I said that. I'm being honest with you guys. I'm being open and vulnerable because
yeah.
you guys can help me for next
right.
time. But there, I was like, yeah, you got it. You know, I'll let you win, you know, as long as you help pay for the wedding. You know, so, you know, that's, of course,
well,
that's the card I played.
Did you, like, lose real money?
Oh, no, I lost some real money. Not a lot, like 150 or so, but.
You lost $150
in a Thanksgiving
I
family.
Love him, dude.
That's awesome.
I love
why are y'all
bro.
He got him for $150 at Thanksgiving, John.
Oh, my God. They saw
so y'all
that's, money. That's big money for a family game.
That is.
You got
it was
taken.
Multiple games.
You got
Tours. Oh, a sucker.
Oh my God.
So
you thought he was like, John, I thought he was going to say like $5, $10 a game. He says $150.
So that's not standard practice here?
No, not at Thanksgiving.
Oh, man.
Wow, they're playing high limit poker at the in-laws' house on Thanksgiving. You do need lessons.
I got a bone to pick. So
we'll get you right.
I should have been playing like a $5 game. The first game was 50.
You don't learn and lose $150 first time you play.
That's the first game was 50. The second game was 100.
Wow. So you played tournaments?
We played, I don't know if it was a tournament.
Yeah,
per
you get a certain set amount of chips for a certain amount of money. Yeah. Then whoever wins, somebody wins the whole thing.
Then you win you split the pot first and second.
How many players?
We had four players.
Wow. They
four
just
players.
Crushed.
Wow, so he definitely made off well.
Yeah, bring John.
Bring
wow,
John.
Oh, man.
You got to come with me next time, man.
So it was you and your fiance and her parents?
She didn't play. It was me.
Some brother. There's
my fiance's
brother,
dad, brother-in-law. His brother.
Yeah.
And then his her mom stepped in one time. Yeah,
the uncle and the mom. Oh, you got to lose that, bro. Why would you even step in that game?
And obviously, we're around here at Palm Beach Club every day.
You got hustled.
I got hustled.
You for real got hustled.
His face is probably on the Wall of Fame downstairs, and you don't know.
Are you kidding me? I need to. All right.
This was in Detroit.
It was in Detroit.
All the way up in Detroit.
It was cold, too. I had nowhere to run, you know. It was either sit down at that poker table or bow out, you know. I had no other choice.
That's where you bow out.
That's hilarious, dude.
They fed me. They got these drinks in me. They started getting – and, you know, I'm competitive, so they start trash-talking me.
Yeah.
And it's called Texas Hold'em. I'm from Texas. I can't just back down.
Oh, dude, love your in-laws.
They got him hammered and then took him for $1.50.
I love it, man.
What a great story.
What a way that this has turned. What a way that this has turned. I thought we were just all having fun.
You seriously got hustled. That is so great.
Yeah.
What a great story.
That's one of the best I've ever heard, and I've been around this thing for 25 years.
So, dude, seriously.
So I need to get – again, that means I need to step in here. Now I'm nervous to come here because everybody's heard that I suck at poker, so they're going to be lining up to get at my table.
We're going to get you right next Thanksgiving. That won't happen again.
I can't have it. I cannot have it. We were supposed to be talking about quarterbacks that we gave up on too soon.
That's hysterical, though, dude.
We're supposed to be doing that. And we will do that, but first we're going to have to take a break. And before we take this break, though, as you guys continue to laugh at my pain, I've got
$1.50.
Dude, that's so wild, bro.
Wow. What, did they invite you back for Christmas?
And we're four people. Four people.
Right. Yeah.
He's playing shorthanded no limit hold'em for $150.
Did they go higher? Did they say
you want to keep going?
Well, after the first game, was 50.
How about that watch?
And after the first game, we went to 100. After the 100 game, I went to sleep.
Right, and they probably like up. Game's over now. He's not here anymore.
Chopped up the money and let you go to play.
I did notice that there was no more poker being played once I went to sleep. That is something I noticed.
Love it.
You guys. Okay, yeah. So I do have to tell you before we go about lunching with a legend here at PBKC. We've got some huge names coming to the PBKC, and you can buy tickets. Joe Theismann, Nat Moore, and Doug Flutie. That's December, January, and February. And also – the latest thing that just got added that I did get clearance to tell you about, Gary Player is coming for Lunch with a Legend in April. Huge names, Hall of Famers in their sports. It's not an autograph event. It's not a memorabilia event, but it is a chance for you to lunch with the legend and pick up some tips. If you want to be able to jump in on that action, visit pbkennelclub.com or call 561-683-2222. Again, the next Lunch with a Legend, December 12th, Joe Theismann, and it's 11 a.m. Doors open. The program begins at 12. Visit pbkennelclub.com to get your tickets and lunch with a legend. We'll be back here, and we'll be talking less poker, more quarterbacks that we gave up just a little bit too soon on maybe in the NFL. For Noah Carbone and for, of course, the laughing J-Mart, I'm Theo Dorsey, and we're live here on ESPN 106.3. Couple quick quarterback updates out of the same draft class. It looks like Justin Fields is not going to be in today. It looks like Justin Fields, who had that shoulder issue, is not going to play today for the Chicago Bears. He had a dislocated shoulder he suffered last Sunday for the Falcons, NFL media reported, and he described it as basically an AC joint injury with possibly torn ligaments. Whatever it is, ooh, Justin Fields' shoulder a little ripped up. One of the hot shots right now that a lot of people did give up on at a certain point. People have been talking about Ohio State quarterbacks. You can't trust them. Justin Fields had looked like, you know, literally incompetent as a quarterback. And over the past 4 or 5 weeks, he's been lighting it up. We won't see him today. What I can say is maybe people gave up a little too soon on Justin Fields. Another quarterback update out of that class, we have a guy like Zach Wilson, who the New York Jets, Robert Saleh, had a team meeting on Wednesday and told the team, that's not our guy anymore. Second-year quarterback, a guy they spent the number 2 overall pick on, he's not going to start this weekend. Is his tenure with the Jets over? We can't definitively say that right now. I feel like it's over. It's done, especially in that New York media market, especially with a Jets team that's ready to contend outside of the quarterback position. It's going to be hard for him to get back in good graces in that locker room and with that fan base and even with the media in New York. Zach Wilson, it looks like his time is up in New York. But that brings me to an even greater point here, because we do this every year, and we do this especially every year after we have a big draft class with 4 or 5 quarterbacks. People start giving up on some of these guys maybe a little bit too soon. And that brings me to my point here of I want to know which guys, which quarterbacks in the NFL you guys are giving up on now. Some people might feel like it's too soon, but you're giving up on them now and you feel good about cutting your losses. And I do, because I'm from Houston and because, Noah, I know that you are, you just can't wait to say your guy. I want to start with you. I'm going to do something a little atypical here.
Okay.
Because you're bursting at the seams here to get some takes off, and I think it's going to spark some good conversation. Noah, who is the guy for you that you're giving up on right now, and some people might think it's too soon?
Today's the day I shoveled dirt on Davis Mills. So before the season starts, I had two guys I was focused on. Obviously, Jalen Hurts and Davis Mills. And I went way too far.
Almost you put got actual money in on these guys just for trading cards.
Way more than the 150 that you lost on Thanksgiving. And I was in deep, and now I have a stack of cards that are up on a table right now that I'm trying to get rid of that nobody really wants. That's done. You get so much time, you get in there, and you see what you see. And when you start seeing the same things, you got to trust what you're seeing at some point, and Davis Mills just isn't it.
And I can't be mad at him for making that move, because Davis Mills had to be dirt cheap over the offseason, right? Because I'm guessing you bought him before this year.
Yes.
He had to be dirt cheap. It felt like a team that was going to be trailing. He had showed some promise. He looked like really the best quarterback out of that rookie class that year, performance-wise. I get why you bought on him, but at least your Hurts cards are paying off, right?
Yeah, Hurts is turning out to be one of the best in his class, so I'm happy for that. So I overall, I picked two. I hit on one. I hit a lot more than I missed on the Davis Mills because I got in at a good, like you said, inexpensive.
A good price, yeah.
In good price, so I'm happy with that. Davis Mills, like I said, you got to cut your losses and look forward at some point.
But you can't even cut your losses. Because nobody's buying.
I was talking for the team. Yeah, my
loss. Oh, yeah.
I got free Davis Mills cards here today for anybody who comes out. Come on over.
You got
to come on up to the second floor of the PBKC. We're here till 3. You got free Davis Mills cards. That's your that's your token to get you out here. That'll sell. J-Mart, you kind of went an unorthodox way about this as well. Who is the quarterback for you that too soon you cut ties with?
Well, I gave up on Tua. Definitely too soon, and it was because when he was coming out of college, like everybody else, I think my biggest fear for him was being injury prone. And quite frankly, we're not out of the woods in terms of that whatsoever, but he really, like, you give him some firepower like a Tyreek Hill, clearly, like, he is good enough to be there. The other guy, though, is Daniel Jones. Like,
oh yeah,
you talk about Davis Mills. I think about that with a guy like Daniel Jones. Like when he started that first year, it was just like, woof, man, that's bad. Wow, that's terrible.
Well, let me ask this. I know there's a guy that was anointed 2 years ago in Kyler Murray. Where are we at with
him? I was going to bring
up
Kyler Murray.
I'm not sold. I wasn't sold. And Carson Wentz fits in the same mold. Carson Wentz is riding the pine somewhere on his third team after 5 years when he was the guy who was lined up for the MVP at some point. He was right there. So, Kyler Murray, what's your thought?
And I'm glad you brought up Carson Wentz because, I mean, I think we're not the only ones cutting ties with him. The Eagles already did, and it looks like the Commanders are well on their way to doing so. So we don't even got to bring him up. He's been cut. Kyler Murray, there is a big decision that's going to have to be made, because the problem with him, it seems like there's this ceiling that he can reach, and you see it in those games where it's late game magic and he's running around scrambling, he's making these big throws, he's making plays that nobody else can make. But on a day-to-day basis with the Arizona Cardinals, despite all of the talent that they have at receiver, despite as talented as you think he is, and everybody keeps telling me Cliff Kingsbury is one of those offensive gurus, the guy just doesn't win football games.
So if you take it a little further, they're telling you who they are. If you put Carson Wentz next to Kyler Murray and then now Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
These guys aren't the best teammates ever. If you look at some of the things they say and they do and how they conduct themselves. Now, if you look at some of the ones that are carrying teams, Josh Allen's and obviously Patty Mahomes.
Jalen Hurts. Great guy.
They have the right answers all the time. So these guys are actually telling you who they are. Carson Wentz, by all accounts, is one of the worst teammates ever. And Kyler Murray's showing some of those trends. And Zach Wilson, he just stuck it to himself right in New York City where you come out with that. So you start to think about character issues and work ethic. And at some point, you could have the arm all day long.
Yeah.
But if you're not the guy, you're not the guy.
It is looking a lot like that. And it's funny because they went and got Kyler Murray as the guy when they already had a quarterback in-house. And then this offseason, they give him the massive extension that comes with all of the drama because of the clause that he can't play Xbox. Like my younger brother has that clause in his homework contract too. To me, it feels like they're at a really sticky place because he's your guy now. Similar to the Denver Broncos. They're stuck with Russell Wilson right now.
But where's he at now?
I mean, it's a bleep show in Denver. It's a bleep show in Denver because they don't even know if they have the right head coach that they just committed to in Nathaniel Hackett, let alone their quarterback. And I think also we might actually know they don't have the right head coach or quarterback. It's just as like, how do you cut ties with both of these guys this soon? After the massive extension, and that's Arizona's problem.
And that's why we're seeing all the parity in the NFL, all these teams at 500 or below, and it's a strange situation. But really, what you have to do is take a look at the quarterback head coach situation and then the front office and see where everybody's at, and that's going to tell you a lot. If you get two out of three of those, or three out of three, you definitely need the quarterback, you definitely need the head coach. But a lot of teams, they can't find that right combination.
They can't find it, and it's the teams that do find it, like the Miami Dolphins, like the Philadelphia Eagles, and, of course, like my Kansas City Chiefs. It's the teams that do find it that soar to the top, right? That's just soar to the top of the league.
I thought we did a show.
We did do a show
where he
said
allegiance.
He was a Dolphins fan.
I know.
Yeah, we did.
Just checking.
It was a verbal commitment. Mm-hmm.
You swapped the last second swap of the hat?
I did. It was literally live on Kendall Vicker Live. I had a pen, I had a paper, I had a decision to make. Now
it was a soft commit.
It was a soft commit here. And I changed my – I was flipped. Yeah. And honestly, I couldn't go wrong.
Okay.
Both teams really good. I had a good inclination. I mean, who was the third team I was talking about? The Philadelphia Eagles.
Right.
I had my – I knew who to go for. My scouting was great.
Is this a hard commit now?
Oh, no, I'm a Chiefs fan.
Okay.
So, I was also born in Kansas.
And you'll be in a transfer portal next year.
No, come on. Don't be like that. Don't be like that, man. Come on. Now. There's no reason to transfer from the Chiefs. All right? They're not going to leave me disgruntled, high and dry like those Carolina Panthers did.
What happens if – you know, it turns around and they're bad.
If they're bad, I'll stick with the Chiefs. I stick with bad. I'm a Miami Hurricanes fan. I stick with bad franchises. I just couldn't deal with the characters also that the Carolina Panthers were bringing. Like, if you're going to be bad, if I'm going to root for a bad team, at least give me some likable guys. You're forcing me to watch Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield, and I'm just like, that was the last straw.
Or it gets back to what we're saying, to have a plan. What is your plan? What are you looking to do?
Yes.
We take Carson Wentz. We draft Jalen Hurts. I wanted to rip my head off when they draft Jalen Hurts
with
Carson Wentz. But they had a plan. If a team doesn't have a plan to get it right, you end up in that cycle, the Cleveland Browns and all these other teams, end up in a circle where you can never get right. At some point, you got to cut your losses, make the decisions, make the hard decisions, lose a couple seasons, and get it back on track.
You're a Knicks fan, right?
I am.
Yeah,
we are.
So you know that feeling. You know the opposite.
The perpetual. Let's try to patch it. Let's try. We need a couple pieces. Let's try to patch it. Let's get the guys off the scrap heap.
Let's get Jalen Brunson.
Let's
go all in for
Antonio McDice. Let's do all these smart moves.
No. You got to feel that pain for a year or two. You're right.
You got to feel that pain. We'll be back December 18th on the second floor of the PBKC for Noah Carbone. For Jay Mart, I'm Theo Dorsey. We're live on ESPN 106.3.